Poll question. Who would you rather play in the playoffs? Seems kind of absurd because we know the Dodgers are better than the Mets, but would you rather play the Dodgers or the Mets, Ben Davis?
I'd rather play the Dodgers.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think the Dodgers will win this poll, which means people are really freaked out about the Mets.
Yeah.
We'll say. We'll get to it as we get.
I'm freaked out about the Mets.
I mean,
the Phillies
also
played well against the Dodgers.
Yeah,
they have. That's right.
They match up favorably.
The Dodgers lineup just doesn't do it for me. They're always hurt. Like, the pitching staff is always hurt. I mean, they've gotten a couple guys back, but they don't do it for me. They just don't.
They could be doing some possible. They've made the playoffs so many straight years. The regular season might be a little boring. They've made the playoffs, what, 12 years?
They just won the World Series, you know?
They always make the playoffs.
The Phillies can say all they want about the, you know, it's not Citi Field. They're not in our heads. They are. From a player's, John will tell you the same thing. If you go into a certain place, certain location against a certain team, and you don't have those good vibes, you're not going to win.
You just keep losing.
You just keep losing.
It reinforces itself.
And I'm telling you right now, the Mets are, after the playoffs last year, it's a different it's a different vibe against them.
If the Flyers used to have that in the 90s with the Devils. I remember they were, right?
100%.
Remember that?
With Brodeur?
Yeah.
It is a thing.
My God.
I mean, it was brutal.
Brutal.
It was brutal.
You're thinking, oh, they're going up there. There's no way they're going.
It was brutal.
There's no way
It was awful. And the Flyers were an outstanding team. Yes. They were comparable to this Phillies
team.
Those
are strange forces at work.
Yeah, the Devils,
don't mess with them.
Yeah, the Devils play that boring hockey.
Oh, it was awful.
And then they would win 2-1.
Oh my god, it was awful. All right, a couple things related to basketball, which is going to be our next competition in the me and Fritz best of five, which I think people know is tied 2-2. Which, I mean, it's going to come down to hoops. All right, let me tell you four things. Number one, we don't have a date set yet that we can announce. What I can tell you, and I want to get to you about 2 weeks in advance to tell you, we think we know what date it will be. And this is ironic because we don't even have a gym yet. But we feel pretty confident. And I'm telling you this now, so if you're inclined to take off from work or whatever, I just want to give you about 2 weeks' notice so that you know there's a very good chance the basketball game one-on-one between me and Fritz will be September 9th at 4:30 in the afternoon. All right? Giving you about 2 weeks' notice on that. And the sweet spot of that from the sports calendar standpoint is that the Eagles play the early game, obviously, on the Thursday against the Cowboys. They then don't play for 10 more days. It's going to be an incredible, anticipated Eagles-Chiefs game on that two Sundays later. There's a sweet spot in the middle of that on a Tuesday. You know, chances are the Eagles beat the Cowboys. We're not in a bad mood. Things are good. And that's the spot we put the basketball game in, September 9th, 4:30, in all likelihood. That's number one. Number two, I just want to explain in a little bit more detail why I think there should be fouls called and foul shots. Now, let me be clear. I get how ridiculous it sounds to say foul shots in a game of one-on-one because you never do that. You're in your playground with your buddy. You never get the foul shots. But and I'm not advocating this because I am a good free throw shooter. I'm advocating this because you got to have some structure. So the concern I have without foul shots and fouls called is you could have total anarchy. I mean, the bottom line is either one of us could be rising up. Hold on a second. Either one of us could be rising up for a fairly uncontested shot, fairly uncontested, including like layup-ish. But the guy could be close enough to just grab your arm and pull you down. And if there's no repercussion, well, that's not right. I mean, there has to be some kind of penalty. Now, I'm not saying the first foul on the, you know, on a dribble drive is free throws. But in a game of one-on-one, by like the fourth or fifth foul, at some point, there's got to be free throws. There has to be. And maybe the kind that if you go to shoot a shot and you get fouled and you miss the shot, you're shooting free throws. I would actually advocate, instead of one-on-one to 11, ones and twos, I think we should play one-on-one to 22, twos and threes. I just think that ones, twos, and threes. Again, guys, I'm not looking to have a game at the charity stripe constantly, but you can't have no structure. There's got to be. Ben, what is your opinion on that? Because you never think of free throws with one-on-one. But what's to stop a guy from just hacking them every time?
What's to stop a guy from calling a foul every time? And
the
and
referee who's calling the foul.
Yeah, there's going to be a referee.
There's going to be a ref.
There's going to be a ref. 1-on-1, two guys in the playground. There's not a ref. Ben,
well, I
talk
understand
to me.
Why you would want repercussions and free throws because you're a very good free throw shooter.
I swear to God, that's not free my motivating
throws.
Factor. I swear to God, Ben, there has to be order. Remember that Hammurabi guy? First guy to put laws together for society? Hammurabi, like whatever that guy was.
Hammurabi.
Like he created order in society.
Okay.
Like there's a reason we have red lights. You have to have structure.
And this is a one-on-one basketball.
Like, well, what's your, John, what is, John, what do, John, what is
you
your
get
solution?
The ball out of bounds.
What is your solution to Jack
you
is
get
hold
the
on.
Ball.
Jack is up 10-6. He's near a layup, but I can just grab his arms and he can't get the shot up. How is that entertaining for the crowd?
Why are you creating fouls in your mind that haven't
because
happened?
Because if he's
that's
up
the way it works.
Because if he no, let me answer this. If he's up 10-6 and there's no repercussion if I just crush him.
You'll crush him every time.
I'll crush him every
of
time.
Of course you would. Why
I'll just crush
you?
Him every time.
It's the only move you have in
right.
that spot. Of course you would.
So there has to be structure.
You could do it 20 times in a row
correct.
For all you want. Yes, there has
not,
to be some sort of penalty at a
has
certain
to be.
Point.
Has
the
to
question
be.
Is what's the point?
Okay, it's not
but
a
like,
free throw then.
That's just not how you play 1-on-1. I've never seen a free throw.
But you also
Ben,
don't
Ben,
have
there's
a ref
never been a 1-on-1 game with the implications of a 3-month thing where we're trying to figure out who's the better athlete.
It's
and
not 1-on-1 if they're a free
so
throw.
So what's your thing that we call our fouls
you
ourselves?
Get the ball out of you get the ball out of bounds.
That's not.
No, that's
it's
I think
ridiculous.
That's super silly.
That's so stupid.
I really do.
That's so stupid.
I think you can't do
I
that.
I think talking about free throws in 1-on-1 basketball is super silly.
John, if a guy's going to
no,
shoot a layup and I smack him over the head
throw.
So he can't get the shot up?
Okay, you're going to assume there's no head smacking.
I could take.
Let's go in with the.
How about I rake? How about I rake his hands?
No
how about
smacking?
I rake his hands so he cannot get the ball up?
Or hand raking?
No, I'm telling
right.
y'all, do it.
Are we?
I'm telling
do it.
You're being a butthead. You're being a
blatant foul.
I think you're just wrong.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. All right, I'm moving on to point three. Afternoon show can respond, but I'm listen, guys. I get it. It's unusual to have free throws in 1-on-1. I think we got to have it. We got to have structure. Announcement number three. We're looking for a great gym. Now, let me tell you what we're looking for. And we, by the way, we have some possibilities already in mind. Believe me, we're not like way behind the curve here. But we'd like to have the best gym possible. Here are, I'd say, the five things we're looking for a great gym. Availability on September 9th from 2 to 6. And the hours there about. Easy, plentiful parking. Like, we need a lot of parking. We need the crowd space within the gym to maybe be about 1,000 people. You know, bleachers and stuff. I mean, people could stand, you know, at half court and watch. But just enough space for maybe upwards of 1,000 people. We've got to have a quality indoor court. No bobo court. And like I said, I referenced 2 to 6 because the afternoon show is going to do a remote broadcast. And so their show from 2 to 6 is going to air. And around 4:30 is when we would play. Again, expectation. This is our expectation, September 9th. So if you know of a gym that fits that criteria, good parking, get about 1,000 people in there, availability September 9th, I want you to email our program director. And by the way, we got to execute all this in about the next 2 to 3 days because we got to announce where this is and draw as many people there as possible. Our program director's email address is rod.lakin. Lakin is spelled L-A-K-I-N. rod.lakin. At 94WIP.com. Get to Rod if you know of a gym in the area that you think has good parking, availability, September 9, et cetera, et cetera. Rod.Lakin at 94WIP.com. All right, one more thing. So I told you I'm going to have some coaches. I can tell you that one of my coaches, and I'm going straight to the Hall of Fame, because one thing you got to do in a game of 1-on-1, you got to score buckets, and to score buckets, you got to make shots. So why not go to the shot?
Going to Herb?
Doctor himself.
Wow.
Hall of Famer,
wow.
Herb McGee.
Wow.
Herb McGee
wow.
is Team Hammer.
Wow.
Team Hammer welcomes the Hall of Famer, Herb McGee. Ben Simmons wanted nothing to do with him. I say, sign me up! Not that I need that much help with the shot. I think I need help with some other stuff, frankly.
Herb McGee.
Herb McGee, coach.
Wow.
Hammer's coach,
I
Herb
can't
McGee.
Believe he's lending his name to this.
He is.
It's unbelievable.
And by the way, noon today, first practice. Now, I've been practicing on my own, don't get me wrong, but I'll be out there in the gym or on the blacktop, indoor or outdoor today, 12 noon, Herb McGee and the Hammer. Ben, that's a big deal, man.
That's a huge deal.
Right?
It's insane.
Huge deal.
That's a huge deal. And I will add more coaches.
The shot doctor.
For free throws, though.
He's the free throw.
No, he's just the shot doctor, period.
Yeah, he's everything. So Herb's a legend. Everyone knows Herb McGee.
Elbow in front of the rim.
Yeah, but he's got to.
Elbow in front of the rim.
But Ben, he's got to get my feet to slide on defense, my conditioning, my rebounding. We got more than shooting to work on with Herb. I'll just say that. Herb McGee, sir, thank you. Welcome. I'll see you at noon. Can't wait. As Bart Scott once said, can't wait. All right. What's your opinion on the free throw thing? Let us know. 215-592-9494. I know it's funky.
This is so blatant.
I know it's funky.
A blatant attempt.
Okay. Well, someone tell me what your solution
is. After 10 fouls?
Not on a game to 11.
Never? There should not
be
free throws in one-on-one.
Game to 22.
Well, it's the same idea.
Yeah, but
in
the NBA, you're in the penalty after 5 fouls in a quarter. You know, you can't have 10 up to a game of 22.